Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
From AM 640 to the iHeart Radio app, welcome home, my friends. And welcome to home, where every week we help you better understand that place where you live. I am Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, custom home builder and designer. And for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be your personal guide to turning your ordinary house into an extraordinary home. The gang is all here on this beautiful Sunday morning. Juwan is on the board. I'm looking at him through video feed. This is the weirdest thing ever, Juwan. I'm actually in our Burbank studios, but we're moving studios right now. So we're in the temp studio. I'm sure you guys, if you listen to KFI, you've heard all about this, so I won't bore you with the details, but it's just bizarre. It's great to see Juwan's face, but it's bizarre to see him via video feed. So there he is right there. Misty, our producer, is here holding us all together. Andrew Golden Mike Caravella on the news desk.
Well, thank you. Working on a Sunday, the day after.
I know. Look at you. What the heck?
I'm a working man, I guess.
All right, very quickly, tell everybody about what happened yesterday.
So the Golden Mics here in Southern California for TV and radio news happened, and I was nominated, actually not through KFI, from the other place that I work that people know me at, I ended up winning in the best documentary category. So. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Well, it's an honor to be working with you today.
Well, and it's an honor to be working with you, too.
Oh, you didn't have to say that because, you know, early I won an award here at iHeart on Monday. I won a marshmallow. For sure. Honestly.
Like to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a marshmallow. It had the iHeart logo printed on it. It was a jump. It was a big marshmallow.
Oh.
But, yeah, we're not going to get into that.
Okay.
But that actually happened, and that was my... That was my award, a marshmallow. Somewhere around here is my better half, my partner in life and in design, Tina. She will be in here. She's just wandering around because, you know, we let her out of her cage and she's just like all over the place. But she will be with us as always. So let's get to it, y'all. Today we're going to talk about accessibility. I'm going to get to that in just a second. We're going to talk about accessibility from two perspectives. First hour here, I'm going to talk about how accessibility is actually kind of the new sexy via design. And if you're thinking about a remodel, if you're planning a remodel, if you're in the midst of a remodel right now, then I want you to take into account the idea of introducing or incorporating accessibility into your design. Not because it's the law, but simply because why not? Why not? More and more we are designing for long-term aging in place in a home. And, of course, those with disabilities as well. And it just so happens in the last 10 to 15 years that there are several design choices that folks are making more and more for their homes that actually completely overlap with improved accessibility. So the point is, when we think about accessibility, we normally think of grab bars, superimposed wooden ramps built in. And sometimes those things are absolutely necessary. But the reality is there's a whole slew of choices now that we can put into a home where your home does not have to look like some kind of clinical retrofit. In fact, they are the choices that we would make regardless. So I want you to hang tight and listen to those so you can give them an honest look. And then in the second half of the show, with my special guest, Steve Schraibman from our core, we're going to be talking about home. Whoa, my mic just went crazy on me. We're going to be talking about for you business owners and owners of multi-unit dwellings and commercial properties, how ADA accessibility affects you and how it kind of opens you up to liability. And we're going to figure out how to minimize that and or shut it down. That'll be second hour of the show. So there you go. How about we get rolling with it all? We will do it. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. There is so much more to come. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, at your service. There's Tina, by the way. She's back. You're here.
Hi.
Hey, good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm just checking in. I'm just kidding, just checking in with you. Hey, as is our custom here, we're going to talk about some stuff, but I also want to hear what's going on with your home today. So phone lines are open, and coming up in a few minutes, we'll go to those phones. The lines are open now. Now's your chance. Jump into the queue. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. Jump in. Anything you want to, I'm talking accessibility today, but anything you want to talk about. DIY issue, construction question on your home, accessibility question, design issue, whatever it may be. I'm here to help. So let's give it a shot, shall we? 833-2-ASK-DEAN. All right, one more item of housekeeping. I'm going to say this really quick. Water issues in the news, right? Last weekend, we did a show on Sunday, or attempted to, on water, but we had some interruptions. We had some news conference stuff that we had to cover, and, rightly so, coming out of the shooting incident and so on. So we didn't get as much said as we needed to get said. I have not addressed directly the recent fires in Laguna Niguel. I'm going to do that as well. Attempted to discuss water with you yesterday morning. That ended up being a pre-recorded show that we played, even though I was sitting ready behind the mic, just because we had some technical difficulties. So here's the point. Things have been getting in the way of me talking to you about water and fire. This is going to happen a week from today, next Sunday. I'm going to sit down with you, and we're going to talk fact and fiction. We're going to explode some myths. So I'm just going to tell you this right now, especially when it comes to water issues. Do not panic. Do not throw your hands up in the air and say, all right, just turn off all the water. We're going to let the yard go brown. You do not. Trust me now. You do not have to do that. You have alternatives, okay? This is not an all or nothing scenario. So next Sunday, just hang out with me. Just hang on until then, and we'll talk about it. We're going to take a deep dive, and I will explain to you what your options are, and you're going to keep your house green and mean and lean when it comes to water usage. All right? You trust me on that? Good. All right. Let us move on. Making a home easier for aging in place or disability access no longer has to look like a clinical retrofit of ramps and grab bars and so on, because these days many of the best accommodations are simply the new design chic. That's just the way it is working. So I'm here again to help you not panic in these situations. Let me talk right off the bat here about, and maybe we'll just do this for the rest of this segment here. Of all things that are ADA, and ADA, by the way, stands for the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's something that's been in place for quite a while now. It's the law of the land, but it is not a law. It's a law that informs residential construction, informs it, okay? But it is not a law that dictates residential construction. So no, your house doesn't have to have an access ramp to it. You don't have to have all of the things that the ADA requires of public spaces, okay? Or publicly accessed private spaces. So the point is this. Access is still an issue because, we live in our homes. And of all the features inside a home that I think most people are wrestle with, and I would say get wrong, and there's a very simple reason why they get it wrong, it's doors, door width, okay, inside a residence. Now, what is the ADA recommended space, clear space, for for instance, wheelchair access in a home. The recommended space is 32 inches. Now, 32 inches, first of all, is a it's enough for a standard wheelchair, but it's not roomy, okay? But it's enough. 32 inches. That's a 2'8" door. But listen to me now, because I've had questions about this. I've had emails when I've said this before. I said, you know what? You need to put in a 36-inch door inside your house, 36-inch interior doors. And then I get a flood of emails saying, Dean, you got it wrong because 32 inches, a 2'8" door is the requirement. Okay, so let's just clear that up, all right? When you open a door, and I would invite you, if there's one nearby, to just look across the room at an open door. When you open a door, a regular door, to its 90-degree position, okay, you will notice something fascinating about that door, that the door is sticking inside the opening, that by about, you know, depending on your hinge size, about 2 to 3 inches. It's sticking inside the opening. So here is the important info that you need to know. The recommendation for access is 32 inches clear space. It's not for a 32-inch door. It's for 32 inches clear space, which means if you want 32 inches of clear space, when the door is open and sticking into the opening, you put in a 36-inch door. Does that make sense? Okay. Just open a door to 90. Now, if it's a pocket door, you know, live it up. Go for a 2'8" wide door. If it's a door that doesn't have a wall coming off 90 anywhere near it, and you can open that door, you know, like a full 180-degree swing so that the door completely gets out of the opening, or if it's a doorway, cased opening with no actual door hanging in the opening, feel free to set it up at 32 inches. But, my friend, if it is a door that in most situations, intrudes or hangs into the opening, then you need to put in a 36-inch door in order to get the 32-inch clearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? Hand in your pearls. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we will we'll do even more. You're home with Dean Sharp, the house.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whisper. Live everywhere from AM 640 to the iHeart Radio app. You're home with Dean Sharp, the house whisperer. That guy. You know, me. We are talking accessibility. And just a few minutes, by the way, next segment, we'll go to the phones. So the number to reach me, 833-2-ASK-DEAN, 833, the number 2-ASK-DEAN. We got some calls up on the board. We still got a little room. You can still wrangle in there probably if you want, and then we'll see if you and I can talk about what's going on with your home. All right, so we have solved the issue of door width, the myth that 32-inch doors are the right size to put in order to have accessibility inside a house. No, it's a 36-inch door. Now, Steve, excuse me, my guest who we'll be talking to in just a bit, he just, during the break, reminded me that there is also such a thing as an offset hinge. But most homeowners, usually aren't looking to do that. If you've got a situation in your home where you can't widen a 32-inch door. You can look into an offset hinge. And an offset hinge is one that's going to help you clear that door from being in the doorway. So just FYI on that. That was a really good point from Steve. Let's talk about another biggie. And one that really falls into the category of accessibility and sexiness at the same time. Curbless showers. You've heard me talk about it multiple times, but I'm going to talk about it again. I can count on one half of one hand the number of traditional step-in showers that Tina and I have designed and or recommended be built in the last, 10 years? I mean, clearly, the last 10 years. And there's a very simple reason for that. It's not because we've been trying to make the world more accessible. Turn your mic on, babe, and chime in here, right? The only time, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, that we have gone for the old curbed shower is when there's been a structural issue that just prohibits us being able to do that. You know, in other words, we can't dig down into the floor for some reason. Maybe it's an I-joist situation where we can't, or the owner doesn't want to change the engineering that much. It can always be done. Always.
Right. It's always about just
always.
Cost.
Yeah. It's just a question of whether it can be done easily or not. Most of the time, it can actually be done easily, especially if you're gutting the whole bathroom. It's not that big of a deal. But the point is this. For those of you who aren't familiar, a curbless shower is a shower. It is, by the way, not a shower with a flat floor in it in which water is going to run all over the whole bathroom. There's still a shower pan. It's still sloped exactly the way that the existing shower is sloped. It's just the difference is instead of that sloped pan being built up on top of the bathroom floor and thereby raised up 4 to 6 inches, we're going to recess that pan down into the bathroom floor so that the tile that's happening in the rest of the bathroom seamlessly flows right on in to the shower. Now, that's a fully accessible shower, okay? Meaning that, you know, if you're in a wheelchair can slide right in. If you're in a walker, it can manage its way right in. If you are just at that place where you're, you know, kind of just scooting the feet along in the bathroom these days and not feeling too confident about, you know, taking big steps, you can just shuffle right on in. Now, laying all that aside, though, okay, it also happens to be the sexiest way to make a shower and the sexiest way to design a bathroom. Why? Because of the uninterrupted floor. Anytime we draw a line somewhere in a room, anytime we segment off a part of the floor, that bathroom suddenly gets smaller, visually smaller, okay? I'm not talking about changing the square footage of the room. I'm talking about changing the visual perception of the room. So if I can run the same tile that's in the main bathroom directly in without interruption or change in elevation into the shower area, and then not occlude that from your vision, then suddenly that bathroom simply opens up. The vista opens up. And we've got a nice piece of glass or shower curtain. Now, and I say that in all sincerity, the more expensive way of segmenting off a shower is not necessarily the best way. If you got a really small bathroom, then I would get rid of the glass as well, as Tina and I have done in, well, we don't have a really small bathroom, but we have a smaller bathroom, master bath, primary bath, forgive me. So we elected not to go with the glass at all because, again, the glass is a barrier. So what we've got is a ceiling-mounted hospital-grade track that's actually embedded in the drywall up above our shower, and that holds a shower curtain. Now, why is that nice? Because with our curbless shower, which is just continuous tile on the floor, when we pull back the shower curtain, that's all just space in the bathroom, space to stand, space to move around in. In other words, there are times when Tina's, you know, near the sink with the blow dryer on and, you know, all sorts of craziness is happening there. And I'm actually standing back a couple of feet. And occasionally, every once in a while, I'll look down and say, oh, look at me. Technically, I'm standing in the shower right now. But it doesn't feel like it because when that wall, quote unquote, is gone, then so is the shower. Okay, the shower only shows up when we need it to.
It also makes the floor easier to clean.
Oh, absolutely makes the floor easier to clean. And it makes this bathroom that we're in that much more spacious. So
I can vacuum the shower.
You do?
I do.
You do. So all of that to say, One of the most important parts of accessibility, bathing in a bathroom. I mean, we're concentrating a bit on bathrooms here because that's a critical part of accessibility inside a house and aging in place. One of those most important parts can be resolved with a curbless shower. And at the same time, even if accessibility is of no concern to you whatsoever, your designer here sitting in this chair is still going to be pushing you towards a curbless shower, because why? Makes a bathroom look the best it can look. Now, tagged on to that, also wall mount toilets. Wall mount toilets that look more like a commercial toilet as far as their function, meaning that they're coming out of the wall, they're not sitting on a pedestal foot. A wall mount toilet allows far more accessible options as you're approaching it with a wheelchair or a walker or any other kind of device that you need to utilize in terms of accessibility. But for the exact same reasons, wall mount toilets are not only they've come down in price and are super reasonable, but they're just incredibly well-made toilets. And if a toilet doesn't have to land on the floor and you actually get to run tile space under it, not only is it easier to clean, but again, visually opens up the bathroom. Tina, do we have any pics that we're actually going to post online?
Yeah, I can absolutely do that.
Okay, let's do that. Just to give everybody an example, like this one pick that I was staring at here that I'd used for handle earlier this week. We just throw that up there so people who are trying to visualize what I'm talking about can kind of see the full Monty there and how it opens up a bathroom. Again, it doesn't matter that it's not floor space that you will actually stand on. What matters is it's floor space that you can see, and it changes the way you think about space. That's the difference, you've heard me say this before, between space, which is just a matter of pure mathematical square footage, and spaciousness, which is a completely subjective emotional experience. All right. I'm handing you pearls today, my friends. When we come back, let's do some calls, shall we? You're home.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. KFI, Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Welcome home. We're talking accessibility today on two levels. Number one, the sexiness of what you can actually do in your home that you should be doing regardless. And number two, a little bit of different angle from us today, talking to business owners in just a bit with my special guest from Arcor about liability and exposure when it comes to multi-unit dwellings and commercial properties and businesses and the like. We'll get to that in just a bit. But now, as promised, let's go to the phones, talk to you about what's going on with your home. Marty, welcome home.
Thank you. I have a question about moving my air conditioner from a 3x3 closet in the kitchen straight up to the attic and then use the closet as a pantry for the kitchen.
Yeah, it's a good idea if you can.
Is there bad things about moving it up to the attic that I need to keep an eye on?
Not particularly. The ducting is probably already in the attic. It's actually a really common thing. The only question is, and you're going to want to talk to your AC guy or gal about this, and that is, you know, whether there's room for it, whether there's room legally for a horizontal unit. But if you've got a decent or average size attic, there usually is. And so you're going to be, and now when we say move, let me be really clear, you're not going to be keeping the same unit. Because a horizontal furnace that is designed to mount horizontally with a horizontal AC coil and the like, That is all designed for a horizontal hanging approach. The vertical furnace that you've already, an air handler that is in the closet right now, that simply cannot be turned on its side and hung in the attic. So we're talking about a changeover of equipment. But a lot of people do it. We usually recommend it whenever we're looking for extra space. And if the attic can handle it, there are really no downsides to it, Marty.
Okay. Yeah, it will be a new unit putting in there, and I'll just have to double check the accessibility from the, do they put a platform on there so the...
Yeah, there has to be a platform under it, and there has to be a certain amount of space, and don't quote me on this, but I think right now it's still 30 inches. We got to have 30 inches clear platform in front of it in order for a service technician to get up there, open up the side panel, and be able to service it and get in there and, you know, fiddle around with it and so on. And also, we're going to have an opening, an attic access opening, big enough to slide the equipment through to get it up there in the first place. So those are your primary concerns. But in most cases, those things are pretty easy to deal with. So good luck on that, Marty. And yeah, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to move forward. Just, you know, check with a real AC professional first, because knowing what I know, I would always default to what the pro is telling me. That's part of doing this job right, is not assuming that you're just going to figure everything out on your own. I always refer to my team of experts. That's why I have an expert in studio with me today. So there you go. Good luck, Marty, on that. Let's see. Kathy, welcome home.
Hi. Yeah. I have a lighting question. I did hear your show about the importance of, the lighting in the room. We're putting pendant lights over our island in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe you could help me with that. I did look up those PH5 ones you recommended, but that I don't think they really go with our style. They're a little modern looking. But I don't want it to. I just want to make sure we do it right, so it's not like you were saying, diffusing the light, not the glare, and all that.
Right.
There's a certain one you recommend?
There's not any. You got to understand, there are literally tens of thousands of light fixtures out there. So, mm-hmm. and because I love the idea of personalizing everything. I mean, we do custom work. We do custom design. So it means what's going to work for you, the style of your home, the style of your kitchen, and so on. So there's no particular, and I wasn't like recommend, just to clear up, I wasn't, the Louis Paulson, whenever I talk about a Louis Paulson PH5 pendant, I'm not talking about them in terms of like, hey, everybody should run out and get themselves one. First of all, they cost about $1,000 a piece. So that's not, accessible to most people. But the reason I talk about them, though, is a principle of lighting that they are renowned for getting right, and that is to be able to look at a decorative pendant and for it to do its lighting job without actually creating glare, so that your eyes are not wanting to look at it and wanting to look away from it at the same time. You want to look at a lighting fixture because it's attractive and it's drawing attention to itself, but at the same time, you don't want to have to want to look away from it because it's creating too much glare. So, Kathy, I can't recommend a particular for you, but mm-hmm. What I can do, and I will do, is I'll take this opportunity to just remind you and everybody of a couple of principles that you can use to guide you along. There are two kinds of lights in the world. They really are, only two kinds. There are lights that are designed to be hidden, the light source itself, to make nothing of itself. It doesn't draw attention to itself. And the showstopper or the job that it creates is the light itself. That's, for instance, a recessed can light is recessed because we're not wanting to look at it. We want it to go away. If there was a way we could get the light without even having the can light there, we would. So we recess it in the ceiling so it doesn't draw attention to itself, okay? And by doing that, we also want to make sure it doesn't cause glare and so on and so forth. The second kind of light is a light that is a decorative fixture, that it is not only doing its job of lighting, but it's also saying, hey, look at me. I look nice. I'm adding to the decor of this environment, okay? So a pendant light over an island is really, or let me say this, lighting over an island in the kitchen is it's not a foregone conclusion that there should be a pendant there as opposed to recessed lights. What is a foregone conclusion is that we need lighting over the island. Now, the question of whether we want to put something there that says, hey, look at me, or whether we just want to light that island from a recessed can light up in the ceiling, that has to do with a couple of other issues very quickly. Mainly, one issue more important than any, and that is if putting the pendant lights there is going to obscure your view of the rest of the kitchen. Okay. For instance, sometimes we'll design a kitchen that right behind the island, for those who are sitting in the dining or the family room area, the shared space, right behind the island, centered on that back wall, could be the showstopper of the kitchen hood and the range. In other words, we've gone to all this trouble to make that just gorgeous and stunning and an attention grabber. And then to put a big pendant in front of it, hanging in front of the island, obscures your view of the main attraction. Right. So in cases like that, I would often not use a pendant at all and just light the island so that you see past it and take in the fullness of the back wall of the kitchen. If that's not the case, though, and there are a lot of times when the pendants are part of the feature, that's when you choose between pendant and recess. And if we have said, you know what, pendant is good here. Pendant is great. Pendant's going to be an added feature. It's not going to take away from any view. It's going to add to the view. That's when you start choosing pendants based on the style of your kitchen and the quality of the pendant that not only draws attention to itself, but also avoids glare so that you will want to look at it and keep looking at it. Really, really good question, Kathy, and I hope that helps reset everybody's view of how to pick lighting for their kitchen, at least in that situation. All right, when we come back, a little bit more on residential accessibility, and then we're diving right in with our special guest, Steve Schraben, president of RCOR, talking about some commercial issues as well. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, on KFI.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.